Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rico. How may I help you?
Did you say this was technical support?
Customer support.
Oh, what company is this?
I'm a third party call center representative.
A what?
I'm a third party call center.
Well, I have this number down on my credit card bill for a credit card charge that I don't know nothing about. And I'm trying to figure out who I just is using my credit card.
Can I have your zip code, sir?
32091.
Your first and last name?
Russell Hoffman.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
The what? Shipping address?
Your shipping, yes.
2932. Southeast 129th Street.
Okay, I do have the count pulled up here for the Hype Watch and the earbuds.
Okay.
So it was a 14-day trial for that product. You had 14 days to call and cancel if you didn't want to rebuild any products. I mean, rebuild the recurring charge for that product. It wasn't a free product. You also had 14 days to get call and cancel if you didn't want to rebuild the one-time charge.
Well, I don't understand why they were charging me. The products, the earbuds and the watch thing,
mm-hmm.
It said that those products were free and that I had to pay shipping.
It was free for 14 days. But after the 14 days, yeah, it was free for 14 days. But after the 14 days, if you didn't call and cancel, you was going to be billed the one-time charge for the earbud because it did state in the terms and conditions the product was not free and you had 14 days to call and cancel if you didn't want that $59.97 to be charged to your account.
You said $9.97?
It was $59.97.
$59.97.
Mm-hmm. It was a one-time charge for the earbuds.
I just got the earbuds like 2 days ago in the mail, and I'm already being charged. I don't want them. I want the charge taken off.
Give me 1 second. You got initial. Well, you ordered the product on the 19th. Let me see.
I just got it like a couple days ago.
Because they don't have it being delivered.
I didn't get the other half. I didn't even get the watch. This is just the earbuds that just showed up.
You didn't get the watch?
Nope, not yet. I've been still
I don't see neither one of the products being delivered from the UPS.
I think the one came in the regular mail, the United States Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I got this package and everything still.
So you only receive one product, both of them wasn't delivered?
Nope.
That's so strange.
The bag, the package, the pouch that it came in isn't big enough to hold two products. It was just in its own little pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Came in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Which had plastic wrap around it and had the earbuds in it.
So
I don't even know about the other half.
So you don't want the product anymore?
No. I mean, if I got to return it, I'll just return it. No.
Because it was...
Even if the earbuds cost $60, these things, I just tried them for the first time yesterday, and I don't like them at all. Not for $60. But I am still looking for the other product.
Looking for the watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband's Russell.
Wasn't it like a Fitbit watch? Bluetooth or something like that? Yeah, that's it.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
The pigeon shipment. I'm trying to see what that pigeon shipment is for. So you received the product, but it don't say delivered.
Yeah, I'm looking for that right now. That box.
Cause I see it says after delivery. But it don't say delivered.
Man, I'm holding it. It's a little package.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yep. U.S. Postal Paid Global Mail. Anyway.
So what I can do for you, I can reship you that watch if you haven't received it.
I definitely have not received it.
So what I do, I put you on 30-day hold in order to receive that watch. And once you receive that watch, you can send back the earbuds if you don't like them.
Will there be like a... Will there be a return sticker or anything? Or
I can, once you receive the, once I ship you out the earbuds, I mean the watch, I'll give you, someone will provide you with the return address for that product once you receive
the watch.
I want to just send you a return earbud, I mean return just for the earbuds, because you're going to have to send back broke products. So you,
okay.
Once you, I reship you for the watch. And once you receive it, and that's when you give a call back, one to send back the earbuds.
Okay.
Give me 1 second and put that in for you.
All right.
Ron, just give me 1 second. Put this in here for you.
Thank you.
Okay, I did get those that watch reshipped out also. All right, so Mr. Hoffman, you're good to go. I did get that shipment reshipped for you. So okay. Once you receive that watch, you give us a call back and we'll get the information you need to have them earbuds shipped back.
All right, and then is that when they're going to, like, I don't know, not charge me the $60, or how does that work? Is that going to get charged
back? Once you send that product back, they won't charge you for those earbuds.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's,
all right, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.